USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Johnson & Johnson's single-shot COVID vaccine offers strong protection against severe cases of the disease, according to an FDA analysis released Wednesday. The report confirming that the vaccine is about 85% effective against serious illness and about 66% effective against moderate to severe cases of COVID-19. The FDA's panel of advisors is set to meet Friday to discuss Johnson & Johnson's trial data and whether the evidence is strong enough to warrant issuing an emergency use authorization. The FDA is then expected to make a final decision within days. And no charges are expected in the rollover accident that severely injured golfer Tiger Woods. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva said Wednesday there was no evidence of impairment and that the rollover crash was purely an accident. Woods underwent surgery Tuesday to repair multiple fractures in his right leg and ankle. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The Postmaster General is apologizing for delivery delays over the holidays.
We must acknowledge that during this peak season, we fell far short of meeting our service targets. Too many Americans were left waiting for weeks for important deliveries of mail and packages. This is unacceptable, and I apologize to those customers who felt the impact of our delays. All of us at the Postal Service, from our board to our leadership team to our union and association leadership to every employee, strive to do better in our service to the American people, and we will do better.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy made those remarks Wednesday during a hearing of the House Oversight and Reform Committee. He also told the committee that a strategic plan to reform the Postal Service would be released in the coming weeks, as he defended changes he's already made at USPS since taking charge. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are disappointed that, in their words, Democrats are muscling through a COVID relief bill.
The House will vote on President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package this Friday, according to the House Majority Leader. Representative Steny Hoyer said that the bill will come to the House floor Friday morning with a vote to follow. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he was disappointed that Democrats would try to ram a partisan COVID bill through.
As you know, 10 of our members actually went down, met with the president, and talked about a more narrow, targeted approach. The message was that they were not interested in doing it that way. They're going to try to muscle us through on a totally partisan basis. And I think I can safely speak for most of my members that we think this is dramatically more money than is required at this particular juncture.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
CVS is making it easier for seniors to schedule their COVID-19 vaccines at one of more than 80 CVSs in Florida. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says every CVS in Miami-Dade County is expected to begin offering more than 100 shots a day to seniors as early as tomorrow, with appointment scheduling now underway.
This really provides a strong retail pharmacy footprint.
Publix also reopened their online scheduling portal this morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.